Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
My favorite things.
My favorite things. My time of day is the dark time.
Oh, that's a song that I always forget is from that show, but really is. So it really shows what a complex writer Frank Lesser was. I mean, he really could write some really incredible
tunes. A genius. He was
wasn't just like Luck Be a Lady's like N-da-n-da-n-da. It's very simple piano part, really. It just goes up a half step and it's interesting. But then you had that song and it's like, what? Where did this melody come from? It's really
incredible. He's Frank Lesser. He's Frank Lesser. And he's the best. He's the most remarkable fella, as the biography says. I like that one.
That's been on my shelf, and I've got to read that one. There's a couple books I have that I just haven't gotten to yet. The Pearl Bailey biography, same thing. I got to read that as well.
I wish we had been able to interview Joe Lesser. We tried.
We did.
Didn't work. Oh, well. Because she would have been great to have spoken to.
Oh, boy. The history she saw. My goodness.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. I mean, not just like, oh, yeah, she's Frank Lesser's widow. But, I mean, in her own right, she had this amazing, amazing, brilliant, wonderful career. It would have been great to have had a chance to talk to her about what she saw in the golden age and how all that worked. Yeah. Oh, well. Chalk it up to a regret. Regrets? I've had a few.
A couple.
But I did it my way. That's my way, right?
Who wrote that? Yeah, I did it my way. Yeah.
Oh God, someone's yelling at us right now. I don't know.
Jimmy Van Heusen or something like that. It might have been.
What's your favorite thing? You tell me your favorite thing while I try to figure out who wrote My Way.
My favorite thing is a cast recording that came out just about a year ago, actually, in 2018, from a musical that was off Broadway in 2017. I unfortunately did not get to see it, and I'm kicking myself. It's a two-hander, as they say in the biz. So it's two people in it. They play their own instruments for much of it. The album was produced by Broadway Records and designed by our very own Robbie Roselle. It is the musical Ernest Shackleton Loves Me.
Does he really? I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Ernest Shackleton being the very famous explorer of the Antarctic. And you might think to yourself, what in the world is this musical about? Because when you see the pictures, there is an Ernest Shackleton played by the incredible Wade McCullum, whom I worked with a couple summers ago. And he's honestly one of the finest actors I've ever had the pleasure of working with. He is so special. And I can't wait to see him in a show again here in New York City. And then it also stars Val Vigoda. Now, Val Vigoda
Abe Vigoda?
No, not Abe Vigoda. Val. Oh. Val. woman, Ava Lakota. She's this violin player, actor, singer, musician, writer. You might know her from the band that she was under, the song group she was in called Groove Lily, they wrote Striking 12, which is one of my favorite musicals and was a favorite thing a couple years ago. And she is in the show Stars. She also is credited with writing the lyrics, and the music is by Brendan Milburn, who was also in Groove Lily back then. And then the book by Joe DiPietro, who did, of course, Memphis and I Love You Perfect. Now change! And so this musical is pitched as a sort of a fever dream musical, and it centers on this woman, Val plays her, we'll call her Kat in the musical, and she's a single mom, boyfriend is a deadbeat, left her. She's trying to figure out what to do, like how to get control of her life, you might say. Enter into her fever dream, Ernest Shackleton, who is going off to explore the Antarctic. And he says that he's inspired by her music. And I should say, just a side note here, that her music is so incredible. The musicianship that she brings. So she plays the violin while she's performing, and she'll do what's called looping, which means she'll play a little bit of the violin, like maybe just like one measure or two measures, and she's got a little computer next to her, and she'll click a foot switch or something, and then that'll keep the loop going, and she'll play another layer, and she'll do the same thing until she's got a whole beautiful cacophony of sound that she'll then sing to. And she'll do it all live during the show. It's really incredible. Anyway, so he says he's inspired by her music, and he's going to, you know, take her on this journey, this fantastical journey to discover, the Antarctic. And she goes on a parallel journey of the mind, and his ship is called the Endurance. It gets stuck in the ice. He has to rescue his men. This is all a true story. Actually, I used to read a lot of books about Ernest Shackleton, and the true story is that his men lived. He left them. And I think, I forget how many months he was gone, and they're like sitting on an ice shelf in the Antarctic, and he rescues them all, and they all make it. And so they sort of go on this parallel journey with this great pop-infused musical theater score, which is just – I think it is so well written and so well done, and the songs are so – it's one of those shows that the minute I heard it, I thought, oh, yeah, I like this music. I can't wait to listen to it again. And as soon as I got done playing it, I started it over again and played it again. And then they go through space and time, and she ends up back in her place, and he's, you know, she's like, why can't men be like you, you know, like a good man? And he's like, you got to be by yourself right now. So he leaves, and then she realizes that she's going to do this all by herself. She don't need no man, and she's going to raise her son and move forward in life, and everything's going to be okay. It is very smartly written. I cannot recommend it enough. And there comes with a great booklet. If you get the CD, there's a great, lots of pictures. Thank you, Robbie. It's got all the lyrics in there. But if you have a membership to Broadway HD, they filmed it, and you can watch it there. So please check it out. By the way, the songwriting team, they won the Jonathan Larson Award. They won the Richard Rodgers Award. I mean, this is a great songwriter, as you could tell from Striking 12, their previous show. So
I have not seen it, and I've not heard it, but now that I know that it's on HD, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited about it. And I don't have a subscription. I should probably get one, but I need to watch it so I can see, cause I have a feeling based on the fact that they play their own instruments and she's doing this looping the whole time. I think there's a lot of tech involved, and I bet you it's some really interesting staging. I have a feeling that it's, and there was talk of bringing it back to New York. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I would love for it to happen. Would.
Because I believe it was very, very popular when it was off Broadway. So until then, I remember Wade telling me that it was a very well received production.
If you ever see Wade, would you tell him something for me?
Yes.
My best friend in the whole world, she went to Southern Oregon University. And I remember when she saw a production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and she
was in that.
And she saw a guy, and she's like, Rob, his name is Wade McCollum. And she literally treated Wade McCollum the way we would treat like George Clooney and like Matt Damon. She like fawned all over him. And every day she would tell me, she goes, I saw him at the grocery store, Rob. I saw him at the grocery store. He's one of the best actors I've ever seen in my life. This was years and years and years ago. And I mentioned to her recently, I said, because you mentioned his name to me before. He said, oh, my buddy Kevin's working with Wade McCollum. This woman is a mature woman with a daughter and a son. And a nice job. She turned into a fangirl again. She goes, what's happening? Where is he? What's he doing? What does he look like? Are there any pictures? Is he gay? Is he straight? Is he single? She's married, this woman, by the way. So she's tell Wade he's got a big fan from SOU.
She's not wrong. I mean, he's
something.
He is on stage and off. He is a very special human being for sure.
I'd love to work with him at some point. Yeah. And very quickly, Paul Anka.
Yes, sir.
Paul Anka did My Way.
Okay. Wow. Nice.
So there we go. We learned all that.
Full circle.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So mine today is also something a little contemporary.
Ooh.
And I stumbled upon this and I'm like, this is either going to be a horrible disaster or this is going to be brilliant. And luckily it falls into the brilliant camp. We know that there's a thing in New York City called miscast. That is where individuals go on as a fundraiser and they all sing songs they should not be singing. Like, for example, Beth Level just sang Old Man River a couple of weeks ago at the MTC Gala, which if this was done in a real production, people would be like, what? But that's the whole point of miscast. Men sing women's songs, women sing men's songs, race, gender, ethnic, everything is thrown out the window. So I came across the miscast from 2017 performing one of my favorite songs that I belt in the shower all the time. But I know that if I ever did it in public, I think people would be very angry at me. This is a group of individuals performing It's All Over, and I am telling you, I'm not going. Okay?
Arguably one of the greatest two songs of the musical theater canon. I know every word of It's All Over. It's so good. Curtis was supposed to.
Oh, yeah. That is my favorite. Curtis was supposed to. Love me. Okay.
So
here's who they have for this group of individuals. Are you ready? Curtis is being played by Stephanie J. Block.
Oh my God.
We also have up there Jordan Fisher, Kelly O'Hara, Brandon Victor Dixon, Brian Darcy James, and who plays Effie White?
Who plays Effie White?
Norbert Leo Butts.
When
Brian Darcy James says, all right, Miss Thing, Miss Blame It on the World. I'm like, this is great. And Kelly's belting her face off. It is so good, folks. It will put such a smile on your face. So once again, this is Norbert Leo Butts, and this is from Miscast 2017, and they're performing the whole fucking scene off book. It's All Over. Going into, and I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Gosh, wow, fantastic.
Once again, folks, just to reiterate who this cast is: Jordan Fisher, Stephanie J. Block, Kelly O'Hara, Brandon Victor Dixon, Brian Darcy James, and as Effie Melody White, Norbert Leo Butts.
Bring it on.
How amazing is that? I got nothing else to say. I just want you all watch it. And if you ever get to go see a miscast in person, they're fabulous. They really, really are. And like I said, you get to see things like Beth Level singing Old Man River, or like the group, or they have like they just did an all male You Gotta Get a Gimmick. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant. Like it's just so beautiful and so wonderful and so fun. So folks, go see a miscast, but in the meantime, there's lots of clips on YouTube. Please start with It's All Over and I'm telling you, I'm not going. Titus Burgess also did an I'm telling you, I'm not going. That was like Brilliant, brilliant. But what I like about this one is it gives you the whole scene ahead of time, which I really like. You're lying. Never felt so thin. One of my favorite lines in musical theater history. Okay, so that's it. That's it. Mine is miscast Norbert Leo Butz, and I'm telling you, I'm not going. And yours is Ernest.
Ernest Shackleton Loves Me.
Not to be confused with Ernest Goes to Camp.
Right. Well, I used to love those movies, actually, growing up. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Can I tell you a little story about Ernest, and then we'll move on?
Yeah, sure.
So when I was doing a high school production of The Importance of Being Ernest, we had a local nursery donate trees to us. So I had to go pick up the trees. And the guy that helps me, he had, like, no teeth. He was, like, wearing overalls. And he's like, what you doing, a play? Talk just like that. What you doing, a play? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, play. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, this guy's going to fucking know what play we're doing. And I'm like, right. He goes, I'm going, Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest. And he goes, oh, I love that one. That's one of my favorites. And I was like, Rob, look at you profiling someone and judging someone. Shame on you. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. I also like the one where he goes to camp. And I'm like, he thinks it's Ernest P. Worrell.
Ernest goes to camp. And he's like, I love
Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Yeah. Hi, Vern. So anyway, that just goes to show you, you never know. Well,
but you didn't get beat up, so that's good.
No, and I got a nice tree out of it to put on set.
Oh, hey, everybody wins.
So everybody wins. I'm surprised we've never had an Ernest movie.
Yeah, I know.
I'd love to see Brian D'Arcy James play Ernest in an Ernest musical. Sorry, I'm just thinking out loud. Sorry, I just won't think out loud again, folks. I'll just be quiet over here.
I couldn't tell if we were talking the person Ernest or the importance of.
No. Fuck the importance of it. We have Ernest in Love. Who the hell needs that again? I'm talking about Brian D'Arcy James as Ernest P. Worrell in an Ernest musical. Okay. Can't you see Brian D'Arcy James going, hi, Vern, and then a five-minute song about it?
And then we'll all have to go back in time to 1989 so an audience will actually know what it is.
Okay. I agree with that. I see you. I see you, as the kids say. All right. Till next time.
Have a great rest of your week.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.